I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay my respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Good afternoon, I'm your host Annie Liu and this is Mojo Radio, bringing you the most important news of the week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced the voice referendum will be held on October 14.
So in a spirit of generosity and optimism, vote yes. In recognition of 65,000 years of history, vote yes. With hope for a better future, vote yes. Vote yes on October 14. Thank you.
To change the Australian constitution, the referendum requires a double majority. That means a majority of voters nationwide in the majority of states must vote yes. Yes campaigners say Indigenous communities will benefit from better policy decisions via a democratically elected body tasked with advising the government, while no campaigners say the voice of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the Constitution will divide Australians by race. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says expiry dates on COVID travel credits have been removed. Passengers are owed travel credits worth $570 million. Joyce made the announcement hours after the ACCC launched legal action against the airline, alleging tickets had been sold for flights that were already cancelled. Domestic and international customers will receive emails from Qantas detailing how to redeem their flight credits. Incoming Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock says the impact of climate change will make tackling inflation challenging. Ms. Bullock says increasing extreme global weather conditions such as floods and drought means people will face more economic uncertainty. She says the RBA's job will become more unpredictable as productivity and supply chains experience increasing weather-related disruptions. Federal Transport Minister Catherine King has rejected Qatar Airlines' request to add 21 flights into Australia's domestic airports, the government justifying the controversial move as a way to protect domestic aviation and its workers, namely Qantas. Flight Centre CEO Graham Turner says the controversial move to reject extra flights into the Australia market will make it hard for low-income customers to afford flights. Federal Employment Minister Tony Burke says the government will introduce reforms to employment law in a bid to better protect gig economy workers. The government wants to set a minimum wage for the gig workers without affecting the flexibility of such jobs. Under the proposal, the Fair Work Commission will have the power to define that employee-like workers are. It will not involve setting overtime work, but will consider the time it takes for workers to be paid. In international news, US Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo has met with her Chinese counterpart in Beijing to discuss how to strengthen ties between the two largest economies. Ms. Raimondo says the US is not abandoning economic cooperation with China, but US investors are cautious of the Chinese market, perceiving the risk is too high. Chinese Premier Li Qiang says both countries will mutually benefit from a productive economic relationship. Australian pole vault champion Nina Kennedy has set a new national record during the Zurich Diamond League competition. Kennedy cleared a world-leading 4.91 metres to claim the gold medal. This comes after she shared gold with American athlete Katie Moon in a dramatic final round last week at the World Athletics Champion in Budapest. There has been a major shake-up of Melbourne's airwaves, with two big broadcast names stepping down. 3AW breakfast host Neil Mitchell this morning informed his audience that he's been hanging up the microphone after 34 years in a primetime slot. Earlier in the week, ABC Radio Melbourne presenter Virginia Trioli posted a video to Instagram to farewell her audience after 4 years on the program. That's all for today. For more news and updates, log on to mojonews.com.au.